Oh, precious. Oh, my precious treasure, I wish you would wake up. I need you to wake up. But you won't. You can't. It's not as though you're just napping. Oh, I wish you were napping. I love it when you nap. You snuggle into me because I'm so warm and cuddly. And then you just nap. And you always wake up. You always wake up and you kiss me. But this isn't a nap. This is a curse. Magical slumber. Oh, your ex-girlfriend. She is such a princess. She isn't even a real princess. I mean, her crown is not real gold. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because... fake crown or not, she's princess enough to belong to the League of Evil Princesses. I didn't even know that was still a thing. That shouldn't be a thing. Not anymore. But it is. And it always will be. So long as there are evil princesses, there will be the League of Evil Princesses. Why am I saying it like that? It feels like it should be said like that. Because they're evil. And they're sneaky. And they really do not like losing. Look what she did to you. I should have roasted her when I had the chance. I mean, it's not like she didn't deserve it. She hurt you. She hurt you. No one hurts my precious. But you didn't want me to. Because you're lovely. You are just so lovely. Oh, I miss you. I miss you. Please wake up. Please. You've been sleeping for days. Ever since I rescued you. But I don't know how to wake you up. I've tried everything. Alarm clocks. Spells. Making a full English breakfast. Because when you do that, the smell always wakes me up. But it didn't wake you up. So all I can do is wait. And look after you. And snuggle up to you. And make sure that you're warm. Oh, precious, I miss you so much. My precious treasure. I miss you. I love you. And I want you to know that I'm not going anywhere. I will guard you for as long as you slumber, but when you wake up, and you will wake up, when you wake up, the League of Evil Princesses is going down. I am going to end them. I am going to... You're awake. Don't get up. Just snuggle. Oh, precious, you're awake. I love you. Oh, I love you. Sorry, was I screaming too hard? I'm just so happy that you're awake. What, precious? How did we get here? Don't you remember? Oh, of course you don't remember because, well, there's no easy way to tell you this. The League of Evil Princesses cursed you. The League of Evil Princesses. Oh, it was your ex, but not just your ex. It's very complicated. Actually, it's not that complicated. Evil princesses. Just evil princesses. Oh, precious. I am so sorry that I let her kidnap you. I am so sorry. I should have never let you go Christmas shopping alone. No. I mean, yes. But also no. Mostly no, because she kidnapped you. She kidnapped you. That fake princess kidnapped you. Oh, precious. I am so sorry. How is this not my fault? I didn't roast her when I had the chance. Really? Really? But cheat. You were just so nice and lovely, and I love you. I love you. I did rescue you. I did. But it wasn't easy. Oh, precious, you have no idea how hard it was. Oh, but precious, it wasn't just her. If it was just her, it would have been so easy because she's just a fake princess whose crown isn't even made of gold. But it turns out that fake princess was princess enough to join the League of Evil Princesses. Why am I saying it like that? They are evil. They are so evil, and they hate dragons, and they hate losing, and they are evil. I didn't even think they were a thing anymore, because come on, I mean, it's so old-fashioned. But apparently they are. The only reason I even know of them is because of my grandfather. When I was a little wormling, I used to sleep over sometimes, and he would tuck me into his hoard, you know, just gather all the gold nice and snug around me, and he would tell me bedtime stories. Bedtime stories about the League of Evil Princesses. And they were evil. They were so evil. But they were defeated by Dragon Force! Fuck yeah! Sorry, that's how he used to say it. But he didn't say fuck because, well, I was only a little wormling. But they were banished. Only they weren't. They went underground. Of course they did. An evil like that doesn't just disappear. Of course your fake princess ex-joined them. She's evil, they're evil. She hates dragon girls, they hate dragons. She hates to lose, they hate to lose. What did she lose? She lost you. The most precious treasure in the kingdom, in the world, in the universe. I should have known. I should have known. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Of course it's my fault. You're my treasure. You're my precious. I should have cherished you more. Should have protected you. She should have never gotten close to you, but she did. She did. It doesn't matter that I rescued you. I was careless with my most precious treasure. What? Where are we? My hoard. No, it is my hoard. This is my hoard. Where is everything? So, it turns out the League of Evil Princesses is extremely well connected. Probably because they're very, very rich and very, very well connected. And, the full force of their evil princess might was used against me. It might have been your fake Princess X, whose crown isn't even made of gold, who took you. But it was the League that kept you away from me. Oh, precious. They turned the world against me. They framed me. They framed me. I had to go on the fly, which is like the run, but, you know, more flappy. I didn't have a trace. There was nowhere I could turn. Well, there's only one place I could turn. But I was desperate. I didn't have a choice. I went to my mother. And I told her everything. I told her everything. I told her all about you. All about your fake Princess X, whose crown isn't even made of gold. I told her that I was in love with you. That you had been kidnapped. But she was stuck on the whole being in love with you. Because there's a reason why I hadn't told her about you yet. But she knows now. I should warn you that she's going to want to meet you. They're all going to want to meet you. Now that you're awake, we're probably going to have to spend Christmas with my family, which isn't a bad thing because you'll be safe. You will be safe. Oh, precious. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. I love you so much. What? My mother? Where? Sorry. Yes. So I had to tell her all about you. Then I told her again that you'd been kidnapped. That this one fake princess with a crown that wasn't even real gold had somehow turned the world against me. And then she looked at me. And she said, "That's no mere princess. That's the League of Evil Princesses." She didn't say it like that. But she should have. She should have, because they're evil. They're so evil they kidnap my precious. I love you. I just looked at her and said, "But that's not a thing." "But it is a thing. It's a big thing. It's a big, secret, underground, evil organization of evil princesses. Lucky for us, my grandfather was part of Dragon Force. Fuck yeah!" Sorry. But he was. So we went round to his place. Only he was sleeping. And he's really old. And when a dragon is really, really, really old and takes a nap, Really hard to wake up. But thanks to you, I knew how to wake him up. I made him an English breakfast and he was right up. And I told him everything. I told him that I was in love with you, that you had been kidnapped. But just like my mother, he kind of ignored the second bit and the first bit was the most important. Dragons can be really protective, just so protective. I mean, I get it, because I'm protective of you. So, yeah, he's going to want to talk to you at Christmas dinner. It'll be fine. So after I was finished telling him all about you, I told him again that you'd been kidnapped. And then Mum chirped up with the whole League of Evil Princesses! Does that sound better? No? Alright. And he was so annoyed. Just so annoyed. And he said to me, why didn't you just roast her? I said, I was going to. I really was. But my precious didn't want me to. And he said, oh, you're in love, aren't you? I said, yes, I am. And my precious has been kidnapped. We needed Dragon Force. So we reformed Dragon Force. Fuck. Yeah, sorry. But we did. Only they're not quite as sprightly as they were. So that wasn't really going to help much. I was despairing. I couldn't see a way to get you back. They had so much money, so much power. What did I have? I tell you what I had. I had my hoard. I had my modern dragon girl hoard, and it was coming up to Christmas. I knew what I had to do. And I did it gladly. Well, I say gladly. I did pout because I love my hoard. I love my hoard. But I love you more. If I wasn't able to save you in a traditional dragon way, then I would save you in the modern dragon girl way. By bribing them with my hoard. With my graphics cards. My PlayStation 5s and my Xboxes and even my Switches. With the OLED screens that are an inch bigger. I'm alright. It was worth it. It's just I miss my hoard. I miss my hoard. Oh no, not just the graphics cards and the consoles. All the gold. All the gems. Everything. I used my whole hoard. I had to. Because you are my precious. And you are the most important thing in my life. And precious, it worked. I found out where they were keeping you. They had you stashed away in a castle. A castle, of course a castle, because it's a League of Evil Princesses. Not only are they old-fashioned, they are also super cliché. But here's the thing about castles. Especially old castles, really, really old castles. Because of course it was an old castle, because the League of Evil Princesses. Dragons are really, really good at raining fire down on castles. And princesses are awfully flammable. At least they are when they're not wearing modern fireproof armor. And fireproof armor is a great defense against dragons. But I'm not just a dragon. I'm a dragon girl. And I was really, really pissed. I raised that castle to the ground because I knew that they were keeping you in the dungeon. Because tradition! And that is where we finally came face to face. Your dragon girl girlfriend and your fake Princess X, whose crown isn't even made of real gold. It was time for the final battle. But of course, being an evil princess, she couldn't just face me. Oh no. Instead, she took the needle from a spinning wheel and she pricked you. And you fell to the floor and... I was so scared. But you weren't dead. You weren't dead. I was... Oh, hold me. You were just sleeping. She cursed you and then she ran. Why didn't I go after her? I wasn't going anywhere. You're my precious. You're my treasure, and I love you. I brought you home to my now very, very, very empty hoard. It's so empty. And I've watched over you ever since. Just waiting for you to wake up. And today you did! Oh, I don't know why. I don't know why you woke up. I have been trying to wake you up for days. And I have no idea why you woke up. I was just snuggling you and I kissed you and... I kissed you. Ooh. Oh, I feel really dumb now. I feel really dumb. Yeah. True love's kiss. I didn't think of that. I didn't think of that. I was too busy, you know, worrying and plotting revenge and... feeling so guilty. Why? Because you got kidnapped. My treasure, my precious, got kidnapped. How could I let that happen? How could I let that happen? And she's still out there. They're still out there. And they're not just going to give up. That kind of evil never gives up. I can't risk you again. That means I only have one choice. I swear it. I swear it as a dragon girl of golden dragon blood. I'm going to end them. And I am going to roast her. No, I am. She deserves to be roasted. Oh, come on. No, come on. Really? Oh, that's not fair. That's so not fair. Can I burn her crown at least? I can. Yay. Oh, precious, I promise you, I won't let her near you ever again. We've got to pack. Well, we've got to go for Christmas. And we're joining Dragonforce. Well, I can't exactly take them down on my own, can I? I need backup, mostly because I don't have any more graphics cards to bribe people with. What? Are you serious? Oh, precious, my hoard was nothing compared to you. You are my greatest treasure. And I love you so, so much. I would do it all over again in a heartbeat. You are my precious treasure. And I adore you. You love me too. Good. Remember that when you're faced with my family. I'm not saying that they're going to interrogate you, but that they're going to interrogate you. You want to meet them? Really? Because they're my family. Oh, I love you. I love you so much. And I promise you, I'm going to keep you safe. Even for my mother. Especially for my mother. It'll be fine. So let's get packing. Only there's nothing to pack because I'm a dragon girl without a hoard. But I don't need a hoard. I've got you. And a bus pass. Shall we go? We don't want to miss the bus.